Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together.
Life is constantly changing, and we learn to adapt. When we're kids and we leave home for the first time to start daycare or school, we learn to adapt to a new environment and routine. When we're teenagers and we hit puberty, we adapt to the raging hormones and body changes. When we become adults and move out on our own, we adapt to taking care of ourselves and the struggles of adulthood. When we find a partner and move in together or get married, we adapt to a whole new routine with someone else living with us, and we adapt to a new arrangement of sharing our lives and responsibilities with another person. If we are mothers, our bodies adapt to our growing bellies and all the other unexpected changes we go through during pregnancy. And afterwards, when our bodies are exhausted, stretched out, sleep-deprived, unkept, and used as a constant source of food and attention, we adapt to the need to care for another human being. When tragedy strikes, we also adapt. I know this word seems so technical and sterile, but it's true. We adapt. When our spouses die, we adapt to sleeping alone. We adapt to not hearing their voices every day. We adapt to cooking or shopping for one less person. We adapt to a single income. We adapt to taking over their responsibilities in the home. And we adapt to being a single parent. But we also adapt to the loneliness. We adapt to survival mode. And we adapt to a life on cruise control, staying in the slow lane. But this is not the end. Life is constantly changing, especially your life, in ways you may not even be ready for. Life is still happening all around you, and little by little, you will feel it, and you will adapt. You may find that you're finally sleeping through the night, feeling more rested and having a bit more energy. You may find that you're only making coffee for one, and you may even find a new favorite coffee. You may find that you're no longer looking at the other side of the bed each morning and feeling a longing for someone who's not there. You may find yourself thinking more about the future instead of staring off into space. You may find yourself smiling more and hearing your laugh more often. You may even find a funny joke or two about dead husbands. You may not see a change overnight. It may take you 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, or even more. I don't want you to adapt to your loss and feel so comfortable there that you're scared to change. You're already changing. Just take a look at where you were and where you are now. It may be subtle, but you've changed. And I am so proud of you. Because after all, love is not dead, just your husband. Hey, friend. I just wanted to say a quick thank you for listening to the podcast. I am at almost 5,000 downloads thanks to you, and this has been the most amazing experience ever. And as I'm gearing up for season 3, you may see some subtle changes in the podcast as well. I am super excited for what's to come next, and I hope you will be too. If you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to share with a widow or anyone who's grieving a loss or just looking for encouragement to move forward and find their happily ever after. I would love for you to give me a 5-star rating and leave a review. This really helps other people find me. And don't forget, you can send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I really appreciate you sharing with me your stories of love and loss. And if you'd like, I would love to feature you on Instagram or give you a shout out on the podcast. Just let me know. So keep those messages coming. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.